Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Payman Mutahedeh, the founder of Freedom Law School. And tonight, folks, I'm going to cover a more complex topic that a lot of people do not necessarily think about, but it's after all, it is an important topic. Because it comes up once in a while, it's a more technical topic, and I have to cover it for you, because every so often, people ask that. By the way, before I go out, let me get my button fixed, guys.
Your buttons are fine.
The bottom or top row?
The top row. You're good.
The top row.
On my side as well.
Okay, all right. Okay, we're just checking the cameras, folks, while we, okay, all right. So, and it's a very complex topic, a little bit more than usual, because, even though in the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, which you can see here is my personal copy of the Internal Revenue Code, the definition of the term United States, which is part of the United States, is clearly just includes Washington, D.C., but some people insist that they want to read into it that no, it because there's a code section that says including means other things that are otherwise within the meaning of the term. So the word 50 states is included in state, therefore United States, therefore the Internal Code applies to the whole 50 states of America. Arguments which has been made by others is going to be addressed tonight. Now, I'm going to be referring to some of the videos for more detail about these topics. So I'm going to be covering the basics, but I'm going to get into it to the nth degree that there's no doubt that the Internal Revenue Code, the federal income tax laws apply only to the Washington, D.C. citizens and residents. Get that, I've always said. And, of course, people who perform functions of federal public office, which is referred to in other videos. So let's get into this topic. There's going to be no short on this one because it's a complicated topic that could have easily abbreviated. And someone really wants to know about this topic, they're going to have to just watch the whole detailed video. By the way, I think my things that cameras are switched by buttons. That's what happened, guys. So that's all it is. I'll have to, which is okay. I'll
check real quick.
Yeah, because these two got switched.
You're reading on the wrong thing.
Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. No problem. Okay.
So is it going now?
Yep. I think it's going now. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. No problem.
First one?
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Let's get started. Does include and including, which is mentioned in the Internal Revenue Code section 7701C. Mean that you are included as a taxpayer subject to the federal income tax? This is a topic I will cover in definitive terms for you in this presentation. I am Payman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. So let's define the problem in a little bit more detail. As many of you have known, I've covered in previous presentations how Freedom Law School has said for a long time that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. And the front page of our website, there's a link to this very short video, 9 minutes, covers this topic. And here is that video. And, of course, that goes to longer videos. But in there, we go and show you the Internal Revenue Code, which looked it up right there on the official website of the U.S. House of Representatives. from the Lawyers of Congress on their website. You can look it up yourself. Type it on the search engine, 26 space USC space 7701 space house.gov. And the official definition will come up. It shows that the Internal Revenue Code applies. You know, it says right here, when used in this title, which is the Internal Revenue Code, that's the only title that is being spoken about here, okay, that the meaning of the term United States, the geographical sense is Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, and also the term state is to include the District of Columbia. Again, they use the terms includes, okay, and includes. But the only thing mentioned more times are the District of Columbia, which is Washington, D.C., because states, which is mentioned in the United States, only is, again, the District of Columbia. As you know, I've covered this issue in detail. By the way, trade and business also, you know, which trade and business is not you as a small business owner, but someone who performs functions of a federal public office, not you as a small business owner. So people say, "Now, come on." Obviously, someone in the business for themselves is included in that definition of trade and business. Obviously, somebody who is from the 50 states, you know, is included because the states means the 50 states as well. But it's not so. So we're going to cover that, and then there was including, I'll cover that also as well, because, you see, the terms including has this challenge for us. See, it tells us, Section 7701C, that the term includes and including, when used in a definition contained in this title, like the ones I showed you, shall not be deemed to exclude other things otherwise within the meaning of the term defined. In other words, something that's otherwise within the meaning of the term should not be kept out of that definition. What other things otherwise within the meaning of the term defined? It doesn't say. What's that? What's a very vague statement? What's other things otherwise within the meaning of the term? So we're going to come back and talk about why this, you know, doesn't mean that, well, when you see the word state includes the District of Columbia, that it includes otherwise the 50 states as well, like some people like to claim. So now we know the problem. We're going to go address it head on, okay? Let's go now to the Library of Congress. Look up the case of Gould versus Gould. You can do it yourself. Gould space V space Gould. You can look it up yourself online. I got it here from the Library of Congress website. Here it is. Let's go to relevant language of the case that has a very powerful statement that in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, which are levying taxes, imposed taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions, to extend the provisions of tax laws by implication beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the language of the law clearly, specifically shows, or to enlarge the operation of the tax laws so as to embrace, which means to include matters not specifically pointed out. This is a very, very clear thing, statement from unanimous U.S. Supreme Court, which relies upon, as you can see, several other older Supreme Court cases. This is the well-established Supreme Court doctrine, well-known and old, okay? And also it says, in case of doubt, any doubt, they are, the tax laws are construed or interpreted most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen. I mean, there could be more clear, not just against the government, not strongly against the government, most strongly the government. You cannot get any more strong than most strongly in case of doubt. Now, you think that would be it, right? Any doubt goes against so strongly the government not having the power to tax something that's not specifically pointed out. And the federal income tax law does not include the 50 states because it's not defined in there. But let's go on this issue a little bit more anyhow, okay? Now we go to another Supreme Court case of Meeks versus Keene. In this case, the court says clearly that it is axiomatic, which means self-evident or obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, something defined in laws and statutes, excludes unstated meanings of that term. Something's not there, it's simply not there. You cannot look at stuff in law that's not there. And the Supreme Court case continues that says, as judges, it is our duty, so as the people, is our duty to construe, which means understand, interpret legislation or laws as it is written, not as it might be read by a layman, not as be read by an average person like you or me, or as it might be understood by someone who has not even read it. Never read the law. For the first time, see a law, and you cannot assume that Washington, D.C. includes the 50 states. The United States does not include 50 states because it's not there. So again, we come back to terms includes and including, right? Because it tells us the definition that includes and including, okay, shall not be deemed to exclude other things otherwise within the meaning of the term defined. Okay. Now, I addressed this issue in another video on a YouTube channel called More Proof That the United States of Income Tax Law Only Includes Washington, D.C. There's a short version and also a full version. The full version goes over things in more detail. And you've seen in there, for example, here's in Title 8, Section 1101, that the term United States, you know, in a geographical sense, they use the term continental United States, Alaska, Hawaii, and a bunch of U.S. territories. And you see, again, other sections in there, in the Internal Revenue Code, Section Title 26, Section 4612 on oil taxes, United States means the 50 states, the District of Columbia, and a bunch of U.S. territories, continental shelf, and canal zones. Again, in this video, you see this and more explained in more detail, okay? And you see here's the section. This is the payroll taxes, folks, the good old Social Security FICA tax, Title 26, Section 3121. You know, for purposes of this particular chapter, payroll taxes, the term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa, which brings up another interesting point. When Section 7701 includes the District of Columbia, people assume that it includes also the 50 states. Well, how about these U.S. territories? Does it include them also? Look at this. Does it include also Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, American Samoa, or not? You know, I mean, these definitions are there for a reason. They're all different because they are meant to be different. Otherwise, this definition could have been changed to the term state includes the District of Columbia, just like it was done here. Under Section 7701. Why bother mention everything else besides the District of Columbia to define the term state here? You know, you mention it in all detail here. You have to mention all the other territories in detail because otherwise these territories are included within the definition of territory of the United States. See, these have their own purpose because they're specifically defined. Now, that's not enough. I've done more on the topic. I did another video on this issue to prove it, which is this one. Well, actually, this other one, section 3002, shows in Title 28, look at that, the term states means any of the several states and a bunch of territories, and even mentions in 15A a federal corporation and an agency, department, commission, board. Other definition, a federal corporation, an agency or board means United States. Is that otherwise included, assumed, presumed? See, this video, more proof that United States of income tax laws only include Washington, D.C., full, really goes into it in very detail. But I did one more video also on this topic that since 1913 has U.S. federal income tax law never applied to the 50 states of the Union in full. And in this video, I, as you see before we, this highlighted area, you can see that the word state or United States, when used in this section, shall be construed to include any territory of the United States, of course, Japan or England of the United States, Alaska, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and look at that, the Philippine Islands. Yeah, Philippines used to be a U.S. territory, you know, until it became an independent country soon after World War II. For these, and I will show you in this video all these territories, one by one over decades, were taken out of the definition of the term state and United States. You know, but look at that. They mention all these territories, but not the 50 states. Throughout the history of the tax laws, from 1913, when the modern income tax started till today, this video covers that in detail. Go through statutes at large, step by step. But then again, guess what? Some people still say, well, look at that. Including. Okay? When used in these words, shall not be deemed to exclude other things otherwise within the meaning of the term defined. But they don't say, what are the other things, right? Well, it's other things that are otherwise within the meaning of the term defined, right? Well, there's a problem with this whole thing, that this is not clear at all, is it? It's very vague what it is. What is this otherwise? Does it include the 50 states? Does it include U.S. territories? And which U.S. territories does it include? Some definitions, like on 4612 on oil laws, which I've shown you earlier, that includes a bunch of territories. Look at this. Here at the end of the highlighted blue area, it mentions Northern Mariana Islands at the end of that blue highlighted section. But other parts that mention the 50 states otherwise, look here. You know, Northern Mariana Islands is included. It's 4612. But look at this one. It's 3121. The Northern Mariana Islands is not listed. Are we to assume that Northern Mariana Islands is also included in there, even though it is not listed here? So, this problem is solved another way also by a principle called void for vagueness. Yes. Look up on your search engine. Don't use Google. The spinners. I like duckduckgo.com better. Void for vagueness doctrine. You can look it up, just like I did, right? And the first one that came is from constitution.congress.gov. This is a government website, folks. .gov. Let's see what the government says about this. When you click on this, and you get this thing called void for vagueness. The Constitution annotated, okay? Analysis and interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. So we go down on this thing, and basically says you cannot be, you know, what it comes down to this part here. Bottom line is this, folks. You know that people are put in prison for tax laws that are listed in the Internal Revenue Code. It's in all these tiny writings, tissue paper, thin paper, the criminal tax laws that can put you in prison. Well, where does it apply? Does it apply to California or New York, Guam, Puerto Rico? Where does it apply? Northern Mariana Islands? You need to know exactly what location does it apply to. Apply to France, Japan? So you've got to be very clear in criminal laws. And in Terrorism Code, obviously, is a criminal and civil money issue laws. They want money from you civilly and put you in prison if you violated them. And where does it apply? Well, this is where the void for vagueness is the issue. The law cannot be vague. Okay? So here we go, folks. Criminal statutes, like tax laws that are criminal, that lack sufficient definiteness or specificity, are commonly held void for vagueness. They are no good. Those laws would be void, illegal. Okay? Such legislation may run afoul of the due process clause because it fails to give adequate guidance to those who would be law-abiding to advise defendants of the nature of the offense with which they are charged, or to guide courts in trying to those who are accused. Because of this vagueness, problem is this, folks, that men of common intelligence cannot be required to guess at the meaning of an enactment. Yep. You cannot be required to, you know, record a guess, 50 states included, Northern Mariana Islands included in these definitions, right? So that's the issue. If we were to read that the word includes, including means that the 50 states and Northern Mariana Islands, these other territories, are automatically included in here, in that definition of the word state in Section 7701, that the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia and the 50 states and all these territories of the United States and Northern Mariana Islands, you know, it'd be vague. You don't know what these definitions really apply to, and all these definitions are different. You know, how about here? The term state mentions, again, Section 3121 on payroll taxes, several U.S. territories and District of Columbia, but does not, this is withholding of tax, but does not mention 50 states or the Northern Mariana Islands. So the thing about void vagueness, folks, and by the way, that you can read more about it by the footnotes, the cases here, Winters versus New York, you can look them up. The problem is this. The law must be read by the courts to be legal and constitutional. Yes.
I'll cut this part out. I don't mean to interrupt, but something's going on with the cameras, and I'm trying to fix it in the background. But if you can see on your thing, you're totally whitewashed at this point.
Yes.
So, I don't mean to interrupt. Just give me.
No, we got to do the audience can see me.
Right now, the audience can see you right now.
Hey, guys, we got a little camera issue, folks. We're almost done. Hang in there. We're going to fix this technical problem and conclude this thing with a clarity that you all want. We're almost done. Okay. I'm going to go off camera for a minute, guys. Yeah, so you guys can hear me on this. So before I conclude this, I want to suggest that you may want to watch those videos which I mentioned, more proof that the United States, the states in the Internal Revenue Code apply only to Washington, D.C. They do not apply to other territories of the United States or the 50 states of the United States because they're not listed there. And the history of the income tax laws going way over 100 years since 1913. So you want to really watch those because they give you that deep, clear understanding that it never has been done that way. It was never mentioned any time that the 50 states or the several states or the continental United States, the income tax ever applied to it, and not they're not being listed on purpose. The 50 states, the continental United States, the several states have been used in different sections of tax and other federal laws on purpose because it included those specific states. But in the income tax law, fundamental definition in section 7701, it's not included. Are we ready to go back to the recording, guys?
No, sorry, audience. Just in a few more minutes here.
Oh, by the way, so while we are, let me tell you guys about the topic of next hour while we our technician fixes this technical issue. Next week, the topic will be, does Social Security taken from your paycheck get saved toward your retirement? Now, many of you may know the answer to this question already, which the answer is no. A big lie has been told by corrupt politicians to American people for over 70 years. Okay, that Social Security it goes toward your retirement, but it does not. Okay, we fixed those problems. Okay, we're going to check camera two also. No problem. My technician apologizes, but he's a, you know, he does a very good job. Things like this come up, folks. That's why we do a recording, so we can fix these things. Okay. All right. So again, the myth that's been told to the American people, the hoax, that the money you pay in payroll or Social Security taxes gets saved up and contributes toward your eventual getting paid by the Social Security Administration is false. It is spent immediately, right away. It goes into the general treasury, U.S. Treasury. So we're going to go over that topic in detail next presentation on August 26, 2021. Okay. So yes, we're going to finish it up now and we'll go back to camera one, wrap it up. Okay.
Maybe don't use camera two.
Okay, no problem. We're almost ready to go back, guys. Hang in there, please. Thank you for your patience. Now, someone on there says that this is all about contracts. If you enter the contract, no, my friend, it's not about contract. It's about deception. Okay? They're deceiving people into voluntarily paying money that you do not owe, into voluntarily fill out these 1040 income tax confession forms that you owe money when you don't owe money. You should not confess to owe money yet you do not owe at all. Ready to go to camera one?
We are good with camera one.
Okay, so let's continue. I start.
Can you do a countdown if you're ready to take the
I'm time. Ready.
Okay. We will continue recording in 3, 2, 1.
So because of the void for vagueness doctrine, the courts must, whenever possible, interpret or construe laws and legislation in a way that would make the law be valid, be constitutional. If you have the choice to look at the law, hey, this way it's unconstitutional, like void for vagueness, and there's another way to look at the law that's in a way that would be held to be constitutional, they have to do that. And the only way to hold the law not to be vague for vagueness is to rule that it applies only to those territories, land areas specifically mentioned in the Internal Revenue Code, which means the Internal Revenue Code applies fundamentally, primarily to Washington, D.C., to their citizens and residents, to those who get money performing functions of federal public office, which comes out of course, the District of Columbia. There's certain chapters, sub-chapters, have their own specific different definitions, but the income tax applies not to you, but to those who are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., or get money performing functions of federal public office, which all come out of Washington, D.C. Let's end with a reminder of the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Gould versus Gould. What does it say? This is the key. This is the bottom line. This is U.S. Supreme Court unanimous that says in their interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule, well-known rule, not to extend their provisions of tax laws by implication. Beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond the law, what it clearly shows, or to enlarge their operation of the tax laws, thus to embrace, which means include matters not specifically pointed out. And folks, not only that's very clear, and here's it is, folks, this is very important. In case of doubt, any doubt, folks, they, the tax laws, are construed not strongly, but most strongly against the government. Not very strongly, most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Folks, you cannot get more strong than most strongly. So the only way to understand the law correctly is as it is written. And the words including that part, section 701C, if anything would have to be ignored or taken in the context that, well, if there's nothing else included in there, it's not there. It's not listed. It's not there. So that is resolved by the unanimous, well-established rule of the U.S. Supreme Court that including, do not add the 50 states or the territories to the Internal Revenue Code unless it's specifically listed in there. So with that, folks, you don't have to file an income tax at all. You never did. It was never based upon adhesion contracts. They tricked you into. It's not because they took your sovereignty away or they captured your labor through your birth certificate that the Department of Commerce bought from the county, and they use that to create a straw man and monetize your labor through your straw man. That somehow they got you out of their common law jurisdiction into statutory or Admiralty Yellow Finch military jurisdiction or maritime jurisdiction. Or by using zip code, you walked into a federal zone or, you know, you're sovereign. Or because of bankruptcy of the United States. You never have to do a revocation of election either. You never elected legally to be required to file income tax to now to revoke it. There's no need to revoke nothing. There's nothing to revoke. You're simply tricked and deceived to confess under oath our money to your government. So just go collect. That's it. So with that, folks, let's go to your questions. Before I do, remember this. There's two ways to go about this. Deception and fear, satanic, will stop you, and godly love of truth will free you. Folks, I love you. I want you to be free. I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest degree that's yours. It's your life. Don't let these thieves steal your money, your labor, that's your money, and use it against you to further enslave and destroy you. That is what you're doing when you pay income tax. You are actually working a part of the year to give your money to your enemies, which have enslaved you, to further enslave you. Isn't that crazy? Why would anybody do that? Folks, go to our website at livefreedom.org, folks, and the answers are there, right here. Okay? And be sure to go on the top on the petitions tab and write these petitions to your congressman. That is the key. to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Yes. And it's explained in this video on this page to why you should write to Congress about IRS deception and free yourself of income tax, robbery, and slavery. And the petitions are at the bottom of this page. There's more going to be added in this list. Click on each of these petitions. And when you do that, you'll see explanation about these things, how to do them in writing, as well as videos. And like here, you see sample petition form is there, okay, that you can fill out and mail for free to your congressman. Everything is spelled out in these petitions. Put it exactly found on the federal government's own websites. The laws quoted are listed in there. Are at the end of this letter listed, like you see here. And after being listed here, all these laws and court cases are attached. Yes, you see them attached right here. So you don't have, there's no doubt what you say is the law. Answers are there. And those of you who feel like payment's too much, I have to become a lawyer to learn all this stuff. No, you don't. If you want, you can get our help and with our 7-year $1 million guarantee with the Royal Freedom Package, okay? As explained here in more detail, click on the video. How we can back you up if you want that. You don't have to be alone. You can do it on your own if you want to, or have our support if you wish. And under course packages, Royal Freedom Package is there for those of you who want the support. So bottom line is, it's your decision to live free. So choose truth over deception. Love of truth over fear. And you'll be free, my friend, and prosperous. Okay. Let's go to questions now. We have some callers with questions, looks like, right now. No questions. Okay, no questions. We can end this tonight pretty quickly. So let's put the number on the screen one more time in case anybody has any questions about this or any other freedom topic or concern that you have. Summertime is a slow season when I have more time to answer your questions in more detail. So if you have a question, we have a call from Miracle 970. Okay, but remember, the number's on the screen. Call 657-383-1755. And then click, press one on your phone, and that will let us know you have a question, and we'll get your question in turn. So the call from Miracle 970. For your privacy, no last name. Tell me your first name. What did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Hi, how you doing? This is Brad.
Hear from my headset. Could you guys fix that? Hold on, guys. Hold on. We need to fix this thing. My technician guy, could you add my headset to the so I can hear him, please? Sorry, my friend. Give him a few seconds to see
if
he can add you on there. You think you fixed it? We can have him speak again now?
Yeah, I how you doing? My name's Brad.
Okay, let's turn the volume up. It doesn't work. So I'm going to have to repeat the question until my technician fixes the audio problem. So I have to listen to him over there from the other computer, and then I'll have to summarize his question. So what is your first name, my friend, and how did you hear about us, you said?
Well, my name's Brad. I've known about you for about, I would say, 25 years.
Wow. Known about Freedom Law School for 25 years, Brad. That's a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your question, my friend?
I've talked to you before, but I'm kind of waiting on some things to have an appointment with you.
Good. You turn the voice. Okay, continue, Brad. Yes. Repeat what you said, please.
Yeah, I have a personal. I'm not going to bring it up on the air. I just had a general comment. I was going to contact you as soon as the situation comes about, and then I'll contact you personally. But I just wanted to make the comment, you know, about President Taft. You know, when the 16th Amendment came in,
Yes.
And basically, here's his direct quote. Quote is, the decision of the Supreme Court in the income tax case deprived the national government of a power which, by reason of previous decisions of the court, it was generally supposed that government had. He goes on to say, I therefore recommend to the Congress that both houses, by a two-thirds vote, shall propose an amendment to the Constitution conferring the power to levy an income tax upon national government, mind you, without apportionment among the states in proportion to the population. What my comment to you was, basically, this is the first time an amendment was given to the American public under the jurisdiction of a national government. It was never taught to us in school about the 16th Amendment. I'm almost like, that was about 50 years ago, and I asked them about the 16th Amendment, and they lied to me. The schools did. Okay? And then when I went on to college, I even asked, I was tutored at the University of Colorado. I played basketball there, and we got to get tutored with the football players every night, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. during the school year. And out of all things, guess who one of our tutors was? It was Senator Gary Hart's speechwriter. And when I asked him about the income tax, and this was 50 years ago, okay? I'm 66 mm-hmm. now. And mm-hmm. he told me, he said, they're never going to answer any of your questions about income taxes. He says, I'm telling you right now, and he tried to bring us up to speed because we're dumb, you know, 17, 18-year-old kids. He said, I'm going to bring you up to speed. They're never going to listen to what you got to say. The only way mm-hmm. you're going to get them to listen to what you got to say is you got to go on your own individually. And you don't get into any of these fringe groups. You go in there and he says, I don't know much about taxes and all that. Mm-hmm. But he says, I know it's not good what they're doing to us. But he says, when you go at them, get the statutes, regulations, and Supreme Court decisions. And this is exactly what you've done. You're doing exactly what Senator Gary Hart, speechwriter, told me to do 50 years ago. And I find it just amazing how after all these years, I run into you, and you're telling me the exact same thing. And this guy was working on his PhD in political science.
Mm-hmm.
So he's no dummy. So this was 50 years ago, they didn't want to talk to him. About 10 or 15 years later, I asked again. They still didn't want to talk to me. And so I'm nearing the last, 15, 20, 30 years of my life. So mm-hmm. I'm committed now to write this letter, you know, and trying to get some answers to what's going on here. But, mm-hmm. you know, even Taft has said, they didn't teach us in school and college that the 16th Amendment's jurisdiction is Washington, D.C. and the territories. We're under a dual jurisdiction system. And they didn't want to teach us that in school.
Right.
And that was not fair.
Yep.
So what I've done is I'm taking your letter. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They kept us in the dark. I mean, all these years, I didn't know this stuff because it was very cumbersome to look up all these laws in the books, like the ones you see behind me. To look at, a page, copy it, read it for another time out of the law library, bring it back. It's way too cumbersome. Without search engines and laws being available on the internet for free, all this research was practically impossible to do. And now that we have this, we can have a restoration of the U.S. Constitution, laws, and our rights by just confronting the government about it directly without fear. because the law as published by themselves is on our side. So, Brad, thank you for that, for that feedback and comment. I really appreciate you sharing that. I want to suggest to you that I hope you'll be around a lot longer than that. That's not that old, 66 years old. I'll be around at least 20 to 30 more years. Hang in there. Check out westdayprice.org. A lot more about nutrition and health as well.
Okay. I'll be in touch with you, buddy.
What's that? Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's go to the next caller we have. Whoever the next caller we have on there, guys? Caller from area code 251. What is your first name? How did you hear about us? And then your question, please.
My name is Matthew, and I heard about you through Jeff Berwick.
Very good. And how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, with all these mandates and everything they're doing, what does it matter if they're not following the law? They're not going to recognize, if they're not going to recognize the law with all these mandates and everything trying to squash the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and taking away our rights left and right, I don't understand why we think we could. I mean, I haven't filed taxes in 5 years personally, but I'm an independent contractor, work for myself, but I understand for someone that works for a company, that would be a little more difficult. So what makes us think that they're going to do things legitimately just because it's written in their tax code book? I mean, everything is so corrupt. I mean, that's, you get my question, right?
Yeah, it's simple, my friend Matthew. It's simple. You don't have to free everybody out there to be free. You free everybody who can be free, like you. If I can get every single independent contractor, every single business owner, every commission salesman, anybody who's not a W-2 employee by itself, all you small business owners and independent contractors, network marketers, to stop filing and paying income tax, that right there by itself would crush the system. And on top of that, if I can get many of you small business owners who might have 2 employees or just 10 employees working for you or 50 employees to stop withholding from paying your checks and let the Walmart and McDonald's workers and Facebook and Google workers be withheld from, that will destroy the system also. You don't have to do it through the traditional courts, have to declare it on our side. The system can collapse of its own weight, the same way the Soviet Communist Empire collapsed in 1989. I'm from Iran, of Jewish family, the minority. He had no freedoms. None of us had freedom there. We thought the Soviet Union was the invisible empire in 1960s and 70s. I remember. And guess what? It collapsed of its own weight. So will the IRS, which is incompetent. I've covered this issue in more detail. They're collapsing from the inside. In fact, let me show this to you on my screen. If you go to our website, go under education material, go to the IRS's mostly bluff tab, okay? The IRS is mostly bluff. This is where I cover how IRS is literally falling apart on the inside on its own, okay? There's 2 videos you must watch. You call the bluff. No, you don't. I don't have to free the workers of Walmart, mega corporation. You have Facebook, Google, Apple. I got just got free enough of you to stop supporting the corrupt system, because as the IRS commissioners have said, IRS is 9% bluff, because what they say in this recent Bloomberg article is what's critical. Critical is that substantially all of the revenue increase, the money that IRS gets, does not come from IRS audits. By the way, in the article, the term "not" was bolded. I could have bolded, underlined it here. It's already bolded. They want to emphasize it comes from not audits, not from enforcement, not through the courts coming after you, but that it comes from the taxpayers getting it right when they file their returns, which means when you Fill out a 1040 confession form. File your 40 confession form returns. That is what does it. We can stop the withholding to a large degree also. But you, my friend Matthew, if I can get enough of you, people like you, to join hands with other Americans like yourself, like Brad, you and Brad, and everybody like you, join hands and put your commitment to freedom.
And well, Brad, it's a lot easier to do as an independent
like
contractor,
but we're not powerful. Okay, I put your money where your mouth is. That's why I created this program called the Welfare Package. Those of you who are piss poor, don't join. Okay, if you're dead piss poor, don't have to do it. Okay, but listen, with this Welfare Package I got here, my friend, okay, you all pitch in, you know, according to your, you know, your situation. Younger people pay less. Okay, everything will be done for you. You'll be completely protected. Younger people pay less. And you get a 7-year million-dollar guarantee on top of that as well. Now we got power, and we can just go so big and expedite the collapse of this evil empire. All right, Matthew?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure, Matthew. And thank you for the opportunity for me to address this very good point that you brought up, Matthew. Any other questions out there, guys? Okay. Non-blog.radio. Now, there's some questions on YouTube. I'm going to see if I can answer some of these questions I see on YouTube for you. Okay? Okay. JPG says, have I ever defended myself in a court law that the IRS was attacking you for unpaid taxes? I'll be happy to show you to you, my friend. It's a very good question. I've had to defend myself, okay? More than once, and I've beaten them, okay? Here we go. Go on our website under Victories. Under Victories, go down to Freedom Law School, Victories over the IRS. Below that, Student Victories over the IRS. But the first one is Freedom Law School Victories over the IRS. And open that up. When you do that, you will see many victories I've had, okay? The number two one is the one specifically the most astounding case, but I beat these guys because they came after me, and they assessed me $700,000 of taxes for over 10 years of taxes, and I had all those tax liens removed. You click on the details of that you saw me do right here, Victory 2 details, and the case started in 2009, December 2009. Those tax liens were filed by the IRS against me in the county recorder's office, and it took me 2 years going with the collection due process hearing and tax court to have in November of 11, 2 years later, to have the IRS remove all those tax assessment and have them all withdrawn. All the documentation, the key documentation is attached on the hyperlinks on this page. So the IRS well knows about me. They are trying to stop me. They want to, but guess what? They cannot do it. I've beaten them. Here's another one you like. IRS has been after me since at least as far back as 2003 as an abusive tax shelter promoter. They were suspicious of that. Well, guess what? Again, you look at the details of this thing, and the IRS admits that they closed that investigation after over 13 years in 2016. Here it is. This letter, July 2006, from the IRS in San Diego, from a Roma Patel in the top right, her name. And she tells me that the IRS is discontinuing their investigation into whether I am liable for penalty as those are abusive tax shelter section of the law. So, yes, I've beaten them and so have our students. So, folks, you don't have to be afraid. You don't. You got the power, more power than you realize. That's my biggest challenge to let you know. you have a lot more power. If I could beat them, so can you. Okay? They've had me, folks, under investigation. IRS has had me under investigation. If you look at this, since 1994, they were looking at me as a potential tax fraud promoter. Yes, as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. And after about 18 months of investigation by the IRS as criminal investigation division, the IRS gave up on this baseless criminal investigation. But guess what? I'm right now, as we're speaking, under criminal investigation by the IRS. And guess what? So what? They can't do nothing. I've already kicked their butt. They don't try to put me in prison because they know if they do, I'll beat them. And I'll make me even much more famous and well-known to be in the criminal case. We'll give me a chance to win and get these jurors to join our freedom movement. Oh, my gosh, that'd be such a devastating loss for these guys. So they don't want to come after me. They hope that you never hear about freedom lawsuit. Or you never look at the stuff I teach seriously. And you never stop filing 1040 tax confession forms out of fear. That's what they're hoping. Don't give them that. Fearlessly educate yourself and be free, my friends. Okay? Let's see if you have some of the questions here. No other questions all been answered? Okay. All the questions have been answered. So thank you, everybody, for your love of freedom, love of truth, and taking your time to listen to me and share this information with you. Please share it with everybody you know. Share the first page of our website. That's the place you want to go. Right here. Tell them, look at this. Tell them, I'm the guy that says there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file up income tax, hasn't filed up income tax for over 28 years himself, and the IRS has not put him in jail. He's not in prison. Yeah, even though IRS has looked at him way back over 25 years ago as a potential fraudulent tax protest promoter. They know about him, has beaten them. Check it out. That's what you send them. They're going to say, whoa, this is different, because everybody knows you don't file income tax, you go to prison, right? Well, obviously, wrong. Text that to your friends. Email it to your friends. I'll follow up a little bit later, a week, a month later, 2 days later, whatever. Invite them to listen to it as they drive to work, shopping, or what, they having lunch on a smartphone, right, or dinner, right? Have some fun, folks. I'm having fun. I hope you're having fun living a free life. And I'll be back with you next week with Does Social Security Take It From Your Paycheck? Get saved toward your retirement or not? With that, I give you my love and good evening.